السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam On behalf of CII Radio, we present to you lesson number 79 of our Nasiha and advices. Our topic today is Islam and witchcraft, Sihr, Jadu. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala speaks of this topic in various places in the Noble Quran. The first thing we must believe in the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that this sihr, jadu, witchcraft is not something that is only imaginary. It is something that is a reality and it harms people and can harm animals and so many other creation of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Second one, why do people indulge in this? Because of jealousy and envy. That is the primary motivation. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informs us of the story of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. People made propaganda and said he has such a vast kingdom based on sihr, jadu, witchcraft. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala state, Wa ma kafara Sulaiman. He, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, did not commit kufr, meaning he did not indulge in any form of sorcery, magic, and witchcraft, jadu, and sihr. Thereafter, Almighty Allah in the city of Babil, Babylon in Iraq, sent down two angels, Harut wa Marut. So they are named Harut and Marut, to tell the people that they have been sent as a test. So it shows the people who dabble in witchcraft, they are either going to lose their iman sooner or later, or they already lost their iman, Allah forbid. It's a very, very serious situation. Those of us who Almighty Allah has protected, Alhamdulillah, we should continue reading the manzil daily, anytime, preferably in the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, or any other time. Stay in the state of wudu as far as possible. Once a week, twice a week, try and read Surah Baqarah, the entire Surah, because Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wala yastati'uha al-batala." And similarly, after every far salat, read mu'awwidhatayn, "Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas." And that will, inshallah, protect us from these type of evil people and devious people. Those who are affected already, remember you need to be extremely cautious and circumspect in whose food you are eating, which people give you food, because that's an easy way of transferring this menace. Second is, you also should read the manzil, Surah Baqarah, as often as possible, manzil daily or 2-3 times a day. After every salat, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and read Ayatul Kursi abundantly after every salat before sleeping. Stay in wudu as far as possible and remember Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala lets these type of things happen as a test. It even happened against Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah. To those people who dabble in this heinous crime, Almighty Allah states, وَلَا يُفْلِحُ السَّاحِرُ حَيْثُ أَتَى. Wherever they go, they will not be successful, meaning sooner or later, Almighty Allah will humiliate and disgrace them. Hence, we need to be extremely careful and remember, if we go for ilaj and cure, then go for to such people who are reliable people and not just anything Tom, Dick and Harry. May Almighty Allah protect us from all types of evil, and especially the evil of the sihr, of jinnat, of human being. And may Almighty Allah protect our children and offspring as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.